Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
D. Mays, Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Finnegan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN's NFL Nation Titans reporter. Teron, of course, we spent a lot of time, as we usually do after a Titans game, discussing Will Levis. Another solid performance from him yesterday. Some good, some bad. But when you look at the totality of the three games he's played since he returned from injury, what has impressed you the most about his performance, and where do you still see room for growth?
Yeah, I think what has impressed me the most is the emergence of the explosive passing plays. They have six in the last two games. You look at the Vikings game, they had three, and this past game they had three. And even look at this one to this yesterday, you know, they had the 61-yarder to Calvin Ridley. And it's just like that Levis that we saw last year is seems to be back, and his confidence seems to be peaking. I think you saw him, there was a 3rd and 11 early in the game, and they had the blitzer come off the edge, and he was left unblocked. It was Levis's responsibility, and he accounted for it, and he threw the ball to Ridley for a first down. And again, on 3rd and 11, that's big time, you know, for them to convert in those situations. So I think that's been the improvement. You still, in that same game, you have the typical Will Levis experience, because that interception, it was a pre-snap. To me, it appeared to be a pre-snap a read for him. Our determination, because you had Jimmy Ward, who was the dime backer in that situation, and they more or less expected him to go with Tyler Boyd on that first crosser, and he didn't, and he jumped in the passing lane and picked off the slant from the number one on the outside, and it's a 65-yard touchdown. So you got those things that still show up. Some of the pocket awareness as far as taking sacks, those still show up. But I think if you look at these last three games, it's really evident that he is somebody that may end up being around next year.
I think that's a perfect way to describe it, Teron. You get the full Will Levis experience yesterday. We were just talking about Brian Callahan. I thought Brian Callahan coached a really strong game yesterday, yeah, especially going up against one of the young, bright minds in the game in D'Amico Ryans. What did you like about Callahan's play calling yesterday? And I'm just wondering what this game means for him. You know, it's proof of concept for what he wants this Titans team to be. We, of course, know how important it is for Titans ownership to win, especially in Houston. When you put all of that together, what did you make of Brian Callahan's yesterday and the importance of that win for him?
Yeah, I thought he coached a really good game. I definitely agree on that perspective. I really like how they saw something within the secondary there, and this was earlier in the week, and they went and they tweaked a touchdown from NWI against the Chargers, and they said, okay, we're going to show that same concept, except for we're going to pump fake, and we want you to go upfield on the pump fake. And that got the safety, Eric Murray, and it was a big touchdown. I like the way that he went about presenting the answers to Will Levis, you know, against the blitz and making sure that those short routes, the quick hitting routes were there, you know, when times when he was under duress. So I like all those things. I feel like he did a good job from that perspective. This game clearly meant a lot to the organization itself. And you look at Amy Adams Strong, she gave the post-game speech. She had a belt buckle on, and that stood out to Jeffrey Simmons. And it turned out that belt buckle was given to her by Chili Pepper, who's a very famous Titans fan who comes in from Mexico to all the games. So shout out to him for making that happen. But, you know, it was big because even to the players, you know, watching them run off the field, up the tunnel, to the locker room, they're saying this one's for Amy. You know, so everybody understood the mission. They won the game, and it meant a lot for that whole organization.
Now, TD, Adam did bring up something earlier about the balance that the Titans had yesterday. 33 runs, 33
passes. Perfect 50-50.
And for the Titans, I think if you're going to, you know, win games or put yourself in a position to win, I think you have to be a balanced team. I think you have to set some type of, of who we are. You have to set that tempo and that momentum in regards to, you know, running the football or whatnot. But they were able to stay balanced. But did anyone or did you talk to Coach Callahan about the sequence of plays at the end of the game when Houston had one timeout left? Now, they had used two of their timeouts.
Yeah.
They had one timeout left. And I'm thinking, just run the football, run the football. And he chooses to pass the football. It becomes incomplete. The crosser was there. Would he have got the first down or not? We don't know. But the crosser was there for Will Levis to throw the ball to. It gets back down. Now you put your own team in a position where Houston saves the saves the timeout and they get the ball. Was that talked about and explained to you guys?
No. And it's something I wanted to ask about. But I had asked something about being able to get rid of the ball quickly early in the game and how that changed. And his answer was his mind was kind of all over the place. And to ask him today, and I forgot to, so I didn't ask that other question because I figured I'd get the same answer. And I meant to ask that both of those today, but forgot. But you're right. I would have run the football in that situation and forced them to use that timeout. So I don't know what that's something I could peel back on Wednesday.
Yeah, because, I mean, Stonehouse was able to, you know, pin the ball inside the 5 or the 10. So it sort of worked out for them. They got to end up getting a safety on the play because of Jeffrey Simmons and his pressure on the quarterback. But now let's talk about the passing game. And more importantly, Calvin Ridley and Will Levis, that connection that they're building. And it's ironic that now, and I've said this before, and it's no knock to D-Hop. He did nothing wrong whatsoever. But I think with a young quarterback and you have two sort of alpha guys out there, you don't know who to defer to. And sometimes when the game's going on and you know the other person hasn't gotten the ball, you feel that sense of pressure that you got to get him the ball. And I think when you do that, and in Will Levis's case, it has turned out not good because he's forced balls into situations where he shouldn't have because he wanted to get the ball to whether it be Calvin Ridley or in this situation, D-Hop. Do you think the departure of D-Hop was sort of a addition by subtraction? Not to say that D-Hop done anything wrong, but for the sake of a young quarterback.
Absolutely. And I could say just from some things I was told in the locker room, it absolutely was. And that's not, no one has any bad talk about DeAndre Hopkins, but they just were like a bit of a relief. That was the feeling. And I think you're right when you look at Levis and having that responsibility. That's why if you remember last year, I would always ask Hopkins how he goes about telling the quarterback he's open. And I would always ask Will Levis how he receives that because that's something I was always curious about because you look, Levis had 8 touchdowns last year. 7 of them were to Hopkins. And I forget what the percentage is, but a high percentage of his throws were to Hopkins. So there's something clearly going on there. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, when you look at that, removing him from the picture, it kind of brings it back to what Rob Moore used to always tell me about Ryan Tannehill. He would say, you know, my receivers, they love him so much because he's just throwing it to the open man, and he doesn't care about the jersey number. And that was even when there was a number 11 who's the second best receiver in the history of this franchise. Mm-hmm. And I made sure I let him know that, by the way, teammate. right from the start, I made sure to let him know this is the mark to look at. But even when he was in the mix, you know, it still wasn't being force-fed to him.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, in watching Jeffrey Simmons and T'Vondre Sweat yesterday, that was the type of game that I was hoping we'd see more of at this point of the season. But do you think that they're figuring out how to work off of each other? Do you think Denard Wilson is figuring out how to use them more? I feel like they're starting to break through here and really dominate in different facets besides just it's hard to run up the middle on them.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And before this game, that's why it's so funny that they had this performance, because I talked to Simmons about that, and he said that it's getting to the point where they could almost be able to communicate without actually talking. And that's significant, because there's times where, you know, you want your inside guy to shoot and you loop around him or whatever type of games that they play. And the other thing is, they're able to do those games. Like, they have the freedom to call those games on their own. Like, it's not always dialed up from the coaches. So you have that. And then just the fact that Sweat is a guy that's basically immovable. You saw what he did to that guard where he threw him off him and got his first sack. And you see Simmons, you know, doing his things. They play off of each other really well. And this is, Brian Callahan said it today, he's the type of defensive tackle that Simmons has wanted for quite some time, and now he got him. And you see the results are starting to pour in, and I would expect to see more of that. And, oh, by the way, even though we're talking about a 6'4", 350-pound man, he's dropping back into coverage. And for those who had the questions about his, you know, endurance and conditioning, he played 44 snaps yesterday, 89%.
Yeah, that has been a non-issue, which is a really good thing going forward. Any other players, Teron, because I think this is an essential question week to week. And that is, can they find a few more pieces that they can say, okay, that's a guy I can see emerging to be a part of the next good Titans team that we're trying to build here? You know what I mean? Like, these are whether they end up 7-10 or 6-11, that's not as important to me as, do you find some pieces you can build around with the experience they're getting here? Who's standing out to you in that area?
Oh, as soon as you ask me that, Jarvis Brownlee Jr., that's the first one that comes to mind. And I love the short memory that he had, right? He gave up the deep pass to Nico Collins, you know, and it was an embarrassing one because he ended up laying on his face and stuck there, you know, while Collins, you know, had the big game. But he bounced back. He had the one where he punched the ball out on third down. He had the interception. That dude just knows how to tuck anything bad away and go to work. And I love his mindset, just as far as, you know, we're talking about somebody that was in third grade and got shot, you know, in a drive-by. You know, so what is adversity on the football field to him, right, considering all he's gone through? And I love his mindset of he's like, man, this is a blessing to be in this situation. Anytime you have that type of mindset, and that type of life experience, football, the game, is not going to give you a moment that's too big for you.
Do you think Arden Key has any chance of being on the team next year? I go back and forth in my mind on him. I don't know what he's going to cost. I would love to see them get a more dynamic edge rusher in there. But what do you think the gauge is on him as he goes into his contract year, you know, the end of his last contract?
Yeah, well, see, the good thing is this isn't a team that's going to be short for money. So they're not going to be pressed to have to get rid of any veterans or anything like that. I know he and Rand Carthon are very close, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's back. But I'll say this, you know, this draft, there's a lot of edges in this draft. You know, nobody's talking about the kid from South Carolina, but Kyle Kennard is one to watch, you know. Then obviously – you have, you know, Pierce down there in Tennessee. There's a lot of guys. You know, you look at the pass rusher from Penn State. Like, there's a lot. So I think they should be able to come out of this draft with another guy to give them some depth there. And maybe that pushes Key out. But I think he does come back next year.
Teron Davenport, ESPN's NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us as he does every Monday to break down the Titans' win against the Texans. TD, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
TD joining us as he does every Monday. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the conversation next. We haven't touched on special teams yet. Probably should do that, and we will coming up next. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, Willie Donick, 1025, 1063, the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.